Thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Diana. How may I help you?
Hi, Diana. I have a charge on my debit card on 21021 for a Simple Products Shop company for $59.95, and I'm not aware of what that might be.
All right, may I have your zip code, please?
25443.
What's your first and last name?
First name is Mark. Last name Osborne. Osborn.
All right. And for security purposes, can you verify the address for me, please?
152 Quail Woods Drive, Shepherdstown, West Virginia, 25443.
All right. Well, it looks like you got the pods and the watch. And, yeah, it charged you on the 10th for the final price of the pods.
I'm sorry, what was it for?
The final price of the pods. It says FP, final price. You were just in the 14-day trial.
No, I filled out a survey, and I was supposed to get these ear pods for shipping and handling, which was $6.99 or $6.90-something or other. And that's what I was supposed to pay for these ear pods.
Well, no, sir. It explained in the terms and conditions that you would get that $6.95 was just for a shipping and handling price. So when that 14 days are over, you would get billed on the 15th. If you didn't call in to cancel, we will assume you love this product and would like to keep it as your own.
No, it was for the purpose of filling out a survey that I was to get those and only pay shipping and handling.
Exactly.
Well, then I should have only paid $6 and something, not $59.90.
Well, it is fine in the terms of conditions.
That wasn't in any conditions I agreed to.
Sir, in order to click out and for these to go through, you have to accept terms and conditions. If you didn't, it wouldn't let you go through.
Well, I need to send these back. That's ridiculous.
Which ones, the watch or the pods?
The watch I did not even ask for, period. And a lady gave me a refund on the watch and for the
warranty.
And the earbuds were supposed to be for me filling out a survey and that I was supposed to only pay $6 and something shipping.
All right, so you're sending it back to get a refund?
Well, I'm not paying $59 for them. I have not opened them up. That was not my understanding.
Why haven't you opened them up? Don't you want to try them?
I'm not going to try them for $59 and something. That was supposed to be what I was getting for filling out a survey, and I was supposed to only pay shipping and handling.
So when you got them on the 10th, you didn't open them up?
They are not opened up, no, ma'am. And I'm not paying $59 and something for them. That was supposed to be my prize for filling a survey out. And I was only supposed to pay shipping and handling.
Oh, one moment. Hold one moment. All right, yeah, you can return that, and when you return our product, we're gonna refund you that $59.95.
Okay, where do I return it to? Do I return it to a simple product shop company?
No, there's an address for that. It is 11551.
115.
E as an elephant.
I'm sorry, start over. 115.
11551.
Okay.
E as an elephant. 45th Avenue. Unit C.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Which one?
Okay, I have 11551 E 45th Avenue.
Unit C. U as in unicorn, N as in no, I as in incorporated, T as in table. Unit C.
Unit C as in cat?
Yes.
Okay.
Denver, C-O.
Denver, Colorado?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
80239.
Okay, now who do I address this to at the top?
You just put your order number on it and wireless mini pods.
Wireless mini pods?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I address this to wireless mini pods, 11551 E, 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will be sending.
So you do have a $9.95 restocking fee, which means that will be subtracted from the amount you are getting refunded.
Okay. And then I will get a refund on my debit card?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much. Please take my credit card off of anything you all have at this point in time.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you.